I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, June 18th. There are now 1,245 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There are 19 active cases. 1,048 people have recovered, and there have been 126 deaths. 52 people have been referred for treatment. Quincy school officials are telling the state that if all the state guidelines for allowing students to return to the classrooms in the fall are required, then the state should pay for them. The school committee unanimously passed a resolution calling for no unfunded state mandates. The guidelines would require half the capacity in school buildings and on school buses, face masks for everyone, and other measures that Quincy officials say are unrealistic. Quincy Summer School is extremely popular this year. Officials say almost 2,000 students have registered for the remote summer learning programs, which are being offered for free this year. School officials say many parents want their children to make up for lost time in the classroom due to the pandemic. Remote summer programs are available in all grade levels for all categories. About 90% of summer recreational programs will be offered in Quincy this year. Officials have announced that there will be staffed playground activities and summer sports clinics and arts and crafts. Activities will be limited to 10 or fewer children, and there will be hand-washing stations available at all facilities. Quincy police are searching for a man who reached into a woman's car and grabbed her handbag when she stopped to give him some money. Happened at Furnacebrook Parkway and Copeland Street Tuesday evening. Police say the man was panhandling when he stole the purse and then fled on foot. The woman was not hurt. Beginning today, buses will replace MBTA Red Line trains between Braintree and Quincy Center stations for some major track and infrastructure improvements. The work will take place for the next 2 weeks. Passengers may take the commuter rail from Braintree to South Station for $2.40, the same as a one-way subway ride. Buses will stop at all stations between Quincy Center and Braintree. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, June 18th.